בצלל בן אורי בן חור למטה יהודו עושה את כל אשר ציבו השם אס מוישה עושה את כל אשר ציבו השם אס מוישה רשי ברינגס דאון אס כל אשר ציבו השם אס מוישה אשר ציבו אויסו מוישה דאס איז זייג אשר ציבו אויסו מוישה says כאשר ציבו השם אס מוישה doesn't say that he did what Moshe told him to do. It says he did what Hashem told Moshe to do. This is the Duke of Chazal. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Why does it say Kasher tziva oisei Moshe? You realize it's nishkin kasher. What he did with Moshe, he did what Hashem told him Moshe. But later, Kasher tziva... But that's the Duke. What is kol Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe? So Rashi brings down... It's the Gemara in Brochus. אפילו דבורים שלא יאמר לו עם מוישה. מוישה told him to do קיילים ואחר כך משכון. אמר לו, בצלל, קיילים שאני יויסה, לאיכון אני מכניס. על הדרך הוא אילו, מוישה בייס, ואחר כך מכניס קיילים. אמר לו, מוישה, בצלל, שם ובצל קלו ייסו. כן, זה סבוד השם תקסת. Everyone knows this חזל. And about it, this חזל is a very שוורי חזל. Because everything was created at the same time. They did Kalim, and then they did Mishkan. They didn't put it up till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Everything was in storage anyways. And when they picked it up, they put everything together anyways. So what's the nafkamina if he did first the Mishkan and then the Kalim? Even if he did the Mishkan first, but the Kalim was done later, the Mishkan was not put up together, and it was waiting till the Mishkan. So what is the nafkamina exactly? What is the order of making the Kalim and then the Mishkan and the Mishkan? Chazal, it's a famous Chazal. Moshe tells them to do Kalim ve'achar kach Mishkan. Omar Moshe Kalim shani yoyse leichon ani machnis derech ha'olam yoyse bayis ve'achar kach machnis Kalim. So it's the rutzim. That could be the Shemen HaMishcho to mekadesh the Kalim and the Mishkan is lefi seder ha'siyosoi. Kol ha'todir kol ha'koydim lechaveiroi. And if you create first the Kalim, you have to mekadesh them. Mishkan, if you do first the Mishkan, you first mekadesh the Mishkan. So for sure, you will build it and put the Kalim inside. But if the Kalim will be created first, Ke'ilu, there will be Kodesh on the Mishkan. It's a vote, a Gishmak vote, that the Welt says to be Mazvud is Chazal. The Machlek is Moshe Rabbeinu. Stam, Hashem tells Moshe to make Mishkan with Kalim. Moshe tells Bezalel to Kalim v'Mishkan. Bezalel tells him, maybe Hashem said Bais v'achar kach Mishkan. He says, yeah, Bezalel, Bezalel kelo Yisra. Say like this. A person has a huge factory. Lama Zogin, they do in the factory guns, bombs, achveis nishvos. Choshev and Mamish, a huge, huge factory. Or maybe for clothes, a huge factory. You know, you see it a lot of times near Arnof, they have in the way they're like factory area. I don't know in America if you have this, you go. So in all these factories, you have like big warehouses, right? Now when you see these big factories, the machine is the main important thing in the factory. You have to cover it, they build something. Above the house that is the factory is in, they build bricks, a big roof, a big dach. There's a huge factory inside. I don't know, it's computers, they process the productives, the big, huge buildings, the buildings garnished. In the old days, they made them even from metal. A person, Lama Zogin, has a choshevah house. And he has choshevah equipment inside the house. Sometimes you come to a house, it's a couch, a leather couch, $1 billion, a piano, it's antique, crazy. But the house itself is like one little piece of cardboard. It's geschmack. First, choshevah house. Can I have choshevah furniture? It's no point. What is the difference? The factory, no one has to live in the factory. Factory has to produce. They have to do things. You have to have a cover, can rain, can... What they're investing is to make a factory that makes machines, that makes things, that create all different zach. You have to cover it, there has to be a system, the workers have to be happy, a room to stay. I went to the shkita places, you go, the building looks garnish. The ikker is, what's 2 minutes? A shaking in the house, the erste Sache is, you need a normal house to live. The house to live, want to have fancy furniture. So the Mefarshim does give an aggressive vikuach dor in the side of Bezalel. The Shaila world, what was the Asiyas HaMishkot? Bez Hashem was simply with Machlekes Rishonim in the beginning of Vayikra, this is the place to speak about it better. What was the purpose of the Mishkot? The purpose of the Mishkot was to serve Hashem. This is the Ramban. The purpose was to have a place to serve, to bring korbanos to lechaper. But the Mishkan was a house for Ashruas Hashchina. How is the Ashruas Hashchina? Korbanos, menorah, nesochim, menachas. Moshe Rabbeinu, looked at the Mishkan, that the side of the Mishkan, what is the side of the Mishkan? The side of the Mishkan is the avoid of the Mishkan. The Kelim, Mizbeach, Korbanos, this is the Tafkid. Saval, this is the Tafkid. First into the Kelim, the factory. The most important is that the machines will work. You have to cover it, it's a dach, avadet. The korbanos will not work if you don't have the Mishkan Arum and Arum. But the inside, Bezalel told him, Nein, Derech Ho'olam. Odom Oiseh Bais, Ve'achar Kach Machnis Kelim. The person builds his way in the old days. The person builds himself a house, has a bit more money, he buys a bed, has a bit more money. The person buys a very fancy house. Then he has more money, buys a nice set of couches. Midayorin has more money, buys a nice Sforim Shah. It's not, he fills it up. That's what Bezalel told him. Derech Ho'olam. What a person buys. First the furniture, first the house. He gets the chosh of the house. It's slowly, with the years, he fills it up. What he adds them, Derech Shabarilom. So Hashem told us to build a Mishkan. This is the purpose. Beis Ashruas Hashchina. Mokim for Ashruas Hashchina. Later you have the inside. If you're misasik in the inside, before the outside, you're saying we're building a factory here. Nay. That's the event of Chochma from Bezalel. Amaloi Betzel Kelo Yisro. Avadir. Hashem said to do both. The order really didn't make sense in the Tzivay of Hashem. This is what Moshe understood, that the order is not a part of the Chifza of the Tzivay of Hashem. Mele, Moshe told him, Hashem said to do both. And I'm telling you the order, Lefi the Chashivas, Lefi the Amonis Advarim, the way I see it. The way I see it. This is a vault for Kshatzma. I forgot, I heard it on some Choshebe, Tamid Chochem, B'Shem Choshebe Sefer, Shteim Nisal Ma'alocha B'meni. But the vault alone is a good vault. But a person has to know for himself, and it's a big insight. There's a lot of people in life, again, I want you to understand it. It's a vote you could say for the people that, you know, Erev Rosh Chodesh Shalom Beis, Halzach Noch. It's not the people that come the first week. Yeah, these people, they're not allowed to hear these votes. But the people that are already holding Rosh Chodesh Shalom Beis and they hear it. On the Friday. A lot of times a person in life is busy in the Keli. One can understand it right, not Chas V'Shalom in the wrong way. You know, they say sometimes, from so much trees, you can't see the forest. He's busy learning the whole day, doing mitzvahs the whole day. Well, he's very busy. Wichtig shem wichtig. One thing he forgets, to build the house of the Ashras Hashchit. Avad Eved Hashem, he puts around his keli, you know, he goes with a hat and jacket, this is the Mishkan, the Yerias Ha'oyal, the Yerias Izim. Yeah, he goes with all the Yerias, Chas V'Shalom, and he's going to have a shake, he's going to go without a hat and jacket. The Iker is the keli. And he forgets the Ribbono Shel Olam wants Eved Hashem. Mokim Ashruas Hashchina, Va'osu Li Migdash V'Shochanti B'Soichom, B'Soich Kol Echot Ve'Echot, B'Soich Kol Echot Ve'Echot. Avade, Chas V'Sholem, I'm not saying to someone to be busy with the Mishkan without a Kelim. All a Kelim, the Mishkan, Mishkan. on sitting and learning day and night, on Torah mitzvahs is gornish. But remember, the Iker is lasis retzoincho, ulaov decho beleiv of sholem. Lasis retzoincho, ulaov decho beleiv of sholem. I'm Eved Hashem. I'm a house for Ashroas Ashchine. He said, yeah. See, people, they come Friday morning to Yeshiva. They learn. What would they learn? They're 20 minutes here, sit outside 20 minutes, come inside, sit outside. They learned, they came here Friday, they were here. They're not mocking Ashroas Ashchine. They have to be in Yeshiva. They did their day in Yeshiva. Finished, now they finished. They already learned at 1 o'clock. Everyone got up until Shabbos. You're allowed to do what you want. Shabbos, nicht as a lachat, you don't have to learn so much. Yeah. Well, the good boys, if everyone learned, they will also learn. Exactly, I'm the chopish containers. What they're busy, building the house or busy with the kelim? That's what Bezalel told him. We are showing everyone we're building a house to Hashem. A yid has to mashar shchinosoi. He is a moki mashroas hashchina. This is the mahus of the yid, moki mashroas hashchina. Business to be makbi, to be mokim of Ashroas Ashchina. Avad mid the kelim, mid the kelim. But to look, Onayim, he's busy with the kelim, and Avad he puts up as a dach around him. But from this vault, because this vault could be understood in the wrong way, I want to say over the second vault from the Beis Halevi. He said, "Menam ba Metzia mus mezogim Beis Halevis." Mezogim Beis Halevis. Salevi says a gewaldic gewalt of the parsha. He said that Vorim the Netziv is Marich, and it's a lot in the Sforim why it's only in Parshas Pekudei, not in Parshas Vayakel. Especially when they're separate, you can speak about it more gishmak. In Parshas Pekudei, if you open the parsha, after every paragraph, every asir, if every keli, it says, it starts in Perek Lavetes when it starts in Big Day HaKodesh. And the Mishkan it doesn't say, but in Big Day HaKodesh it says. In the Tcheles V'Argomon, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moishe. V'yasus Haifoid, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moishe. V'yasus Avne Shoyam, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moishe. Vayasas Saifel Kashotziva Hashem Es Moishe. Vayasas Amir Kashotziva Hashem Es Moishe. Esus Aktoris Kashotziva Hashem Es Moishe. Tisnezel Kashotziva Hashem Es Moishe. Vatechel Kol Avoyle Rabbi Yisroel Yichol Hashotziva Hashem Es Moishe. Every time I like to say it so much times that you realize, yeah, Nochamon, she got it. And the reason that it sticks out, because we see that in the parsha of the Mishkan and the Shulchan or in the Kelim, the Pesuk doesn't repeat it. Here's the extra repeating. So why it's not repeated in the Kelim? It says because Lemaise was a shinu with Moshe and Bezalel. But here we see in all of the big godim, just Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So the Beis Halevi, why we need to repeat it so much? Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. But he did Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Everything that he did Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So in the end, and everything he did Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, "Tze mechalanu anoshim v'tze li'lochem mocharim amolek." V'yeitze Yeshua kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He did it. V'yoyim Moshe la'aron, "Nitei yodcho al hayom." V'yiti Aaron yodei al hayom kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Zog de Beis Halevi adovo noiro. The Netziv is Marich, so Kedai to Zen and Tzai. The Yesoid of Cheta Egel, Zog the Netziv, didn't come from bad purposes. Zeo Yish Moishe, Lo Yodonu Mehoyoloi. Lo Yodonu Mehoyoloi. We don't know what happened. We need someone that will follow us. Was Doir Deye, was Aaron Akoye. Aaron was not helping to do a getchka. Ganz klar Yisrael were dancing. 3,000 people were killed for Eivin Avedizor. Yeah? There was another Magayfe. Aaron gave it to Avedizor. What was it? Stayed in the Netziv that klar Yisrael did it l'shem Shomai. Klar Yisrael felt that they can relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam from the Tchina Daber Ato Imonu Venishmo Pen Yedaber Hashem Imanu. ונמוסו. מוישה רבינו, השם תז מוישה רבינו, פונה ילכו, העושן ממלאך, פן רגע אחד, and I will kill them. We see after them, the Mishkan, Hashem says the Levim, to be shemur mishmer as HaKodesh, was very hard. Klal Yisrael felt that they need a chibur in between them and the Ribbono Shel Olam. But some few people, Lehavdil, feel they need a tzaddik in between them to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why the Ribbono? Ach, ich. I need a pesem kasher. I need a pesem kasher. They felt they need a pesem kasher. And they put it inside, and they were mechaven ale shem yismin ale yichudim l'shem shomayim. That will be a mekasher. Will be ruchmias mebchinas gashmias. That will be a mekasher. And don't think that they're off. And the end, what Hashem did, the Mishkan, it is mekasher. Hashem made that it's something in choymer that the shchinah. We don't understand why we need a little box to be mashal shchinosei v'seichayim. You understand it? You understand why you need it? You don't understand why you need it. Aber kach gozer chachmosei. The yod shchino l'tachtoinim, is a mokim of ashro as hashchina. Is a mokim of ashro as hashchina. They also felt they need to do something. What was the mistake? Kol pesel v'lchol tmuno lo yisaaser lecho. Hashem told them not to do it. They did it on their own. Even that they did it l'shem shomayim, an eagle came out. But this is nicht what the Ribbono Shel Olam has to do. The tikkun of the Mishkan was a Bezalel. Bezalel nu le'yachad yichudim. He knew when you put on the ephod, 20 malach hashoras dance like this. And when you do the tzitz, 200 eifanim circle around the merkava. He knew the inyanim. You know, Chaim Voloshiner explains, everything is real, it's not in the ear. Like we understand in physical, when we move a stander, you say, Amen, these Chaim Voloshim jump like this, and this moves like that, everything moves. And the Olam HaAsir, and the Olam HaYitzir, and the Olam HaBriya. And the Olam HaSal Yoinim. Bezalel, Yoidei HaLach Shoyim Mechshoves. Which is the Yichud in our level, yeah? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yoidei HaLach Shoyim Mechshoves. Not, you know, nice words that sound like a song, yeah? Bezalel knew to do Yichudim. Bezalel, you know, stay that obviously Kedoshim were Mekayim Kol HaTerei Kulo. No one told him. Chazal say, stay Kliyosei and Nasu Kemayin and Mizgaber. The Chochmah, they knew to come to the mitzvahs through the Chochmah Eliyahu. The mitzvahs exist in the Emes in the world. Stakel by Reise and by Alma. Bezalel knew to get to the Shirochim and to do everything. Zog the Vesalevi, but he did an eifoid because Hashem told Moshe to do an eifoid. He didn't do an eifoid because he understands to do an eifoid. He didn't do this because he understands to do this. He did it kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. This is the tikkun of chet ha'igel. So an every zach is because Hashem said to do it. He didn't say shira in the middle of the night because it helps. If Hashem said to say shira, Nishmas, he will say it. And if Hashem didn't say it, to say it, he will not say it. He will not give this because this is a sgula to this, and this is a sgula to that, and this is... So I'm not saying. I want to explain. Some things is treif, and some things is treif chazer, and some things is not kedai to do. To make an eagle is treif chazer. Hashem didn't say to do it. Hashem said not to do it. It doesn't make a difference if it sounds to you now that it's the right thing to do. It doesn't make a difference. It's treif. But even in other things, the tikkun is to do only because the Ribbono Shel Olam said to do. You're allowed to do also because it's a sgula. But lemashal, a person sometimes that met a bacher, he was running to nishmas in the kaisa. Yeah? I don't know, I heard it's a zach, I never saw it in Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch HaShishi it says, yeah? To say nishmas and chatzos in the koyso. That's it. I don't know. It didn't print it yet in Maduras Friedman, Shulchan Aruch. I don't have a problem. But you know with who I have a problem? With a bocher. That he didn't have a ma'ariv yet. He didn't say krishma yet. After chatzos is a isu. Not so bad, you have it. But today he will daven after the nishmas, he will have a minyan in the koizo for Ma'ariv. This is the cheder eden. He doesn't do kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He's not doing kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. He's doing the mitzvahs because he understands and he feels. So Givaldik is Zikui Arabim. He's all busy. Sitting and learning Talmud Torah against Kulam. La Marianato. But he's all busy, machin. A member of Shach, the kid who wanted to do Kirov in Russia. But the Kirov in Russia involved to make mixed dancing. The kid to Rav Shach said you're not allowed to do that, the organization of Kirov. And Rav Shach, but you know how much from people will come out of it? He says, Hashem doesn't need from people. He needs Kasher Tziva Hashem. This is Mamish Egel. They also had a cheshmu. You know what? Klal Yisrael when we took it from them. I'm saying, if different Gedolim will pass with them different, everyone will ask their Gedolim. But I'm explaining the Ashkof at the Rebbe. A person has to learn. There's two kinds of Yitzhahoras. There's Yitzhahoras of outside Bis Medrash. So again, it's not Negat Yidolim that I hear. It's Negat Yidolim that are outside Bis Medrash. These people that have to struggle with that Yitzhahora that didn't let them to be in Bis Medrash today. Is a Yitzhahora for people that want to do good. That the Yitzhah pushes them. That the Yitzhahora pushes them to do good. Or benishka asher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. He stays up to help a guy, to shmuz to a friend that is a Suffolk, you know, a quarter Suffolk of the Derech, yeah? And there's one child out of a million that by you speaking to him will become from, yeah? So you stay awake with him till 4 o'clock and you daven Krish Shmonesla, Shach is after Zman Tefillah. No schar, it's Egel. Hashem didn't want it. Ask Hashem what he wants. Krishma Bezman, Tefillah Bezman, Sidah Teir. Sidah Mitzvahs. Bezalel, his nisoyen was of the Bisalevi or Ruchnisdik nisoyen. He could have done the Eifoid because he sees. Like when you schlep out a person out of the water, you know you saved him. He saw the Eifoid raises 50% of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. He does the tzitz with his Yichudim, he sees like all the Malachi Chabole falling off. He did it. He did it. He knew the Mishkan. He saw how his mom is pulling down the Shechina, tying the strings. He was building a Mishkan. And on everything that avoided Bezalel was Tshuva Samishkol to do because Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Hopefully you'll get to these Madregas in life. Be'ezus Hashem is Boruch. To the high Madregas. That you could do mitzvahs that full with Tzgulis. Full with Inyonim. But to do it Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. To do it Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. This is the avoided, this is the tikkun of Chet HaEgel. And a person has to know, if in life a person puts himself out of all, what Hashem said to do. Let's say from Chaskel Avramsky, I hear this from Rechon Kunstleit, Roshir from Kulteir Zatzal. There's a lot of visions to this story, but the vault is the same vault. He told me that in Kulteir, the Shiva was in a very bad financial matzav, speaking about 30, 40 years ago. And it was money from somewhere, but it was a bad shmek on the money. And he went to ask Chazal Avramsky, the Chazal Necheskel, if to take the money or not. Mitzad Echo, the yeshiva needs it. Mitzad Sheni could be a rumor. Was it a richtig gezach? And Chazal told her the following. He said, it says that Boaz, you know, the Pliny Almoini, didn't want to marry Rus. Because he said, V'lo yovei mayavi b'kal Hashem. Boaz tied it to him. Moyavi v'loy moyavis, amoyni v'loy amoynis. He said, you're saying like this, and another couple of years will be a basin, we'll say fakert. Boaz came, and Boaz said, I'm asking to marry her. Boaz married her. Everyone knew that she was walking around and Boaz saw that. Boaz tarshin at Roshe, and he married that girl overnight. Chazal say in that morning, Boaz died. So, what was the rumor all over? Afanot. Miyad Hashem gave him. This girl was going around his field. He married her. Hashem didn't wait even a night. Chazal tell us, it's punk fakert. Rus deserved to have David HaMelech. And it had to come out from Boaz. But Boaz was far away. So Hashem made a kfisus aderech of Arbamu Yisparso that he would come in that day. Vayogoy Boaz b'kzir chitin. And Hashem rushed it before Boaz dies to chaparan. He said, you have to paskin what the Shulchan Aruch says. You have to live lefi the Shulchan Aruch. Nisht lefi deinyan. Is a yitzirhore from unzer ador, we live lefi deinyan. This mitzvah, wow, you know what schusim we have in that mitzvah, and that mitzvah is this schusim, and this mitzvah is this schusim. And a person is busy chapping. A person that does it, in the end, could be nichshol and doing an eger. Person could be nichshol in the end of doing an eger. He could come to a massive of eger. The way to be matzliach is kashur tziva Hashem es maisha. So again, I'm going back to the first vote. First of all, we said you have to build a mishkan with kelim. So mishkan stira. Avada, the mishkan is alemol only with the kelim and with the shulchan aruch and the aloches. Not saying to build a mishkan without Shulchan Aruch, with feelings, with in the ear, is Eved Hashem. Hey, Shulchan Aruch. But remember to focus, I need to be a Beis Hashem. My house, my neshome, my goof, has to be Mokim Ashroas Hashchina. And if it's a Mokim Ashroas Hashchina, there's a lot of times that there's no Shulchan Aruch. Sitting in my room, 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, shana what I read, shana how I'm dressed, shana what I eat, how I eat. If I'm busy building the Mishkan, chutz from the Kelim. The Kelim is the Avoida. So I'm saying it's not a spirit to the same body of the Beis HaLevi. But noch then, the Mahalach has to be Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, to be busy with the Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and not to be busy with the andere Zachen. To this vault, it's very interesting. Chazal tell us, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur, Lemate Yehuda, who was Chur? Chur was the one that was standing with Aaron and he was not masking to do the Eger. So they killed him. Chazal say they killed Chur. Chazal say there's a reason Aaron said, I saw what he did to Chur. Chur was Meister Nefesh. You think he lost? You think he lost? Aaron gave up. And Aaron stayed with us. Who lost? The whole Mishkan that is Mokim Ashroas Hashchina, that was his Tachlis Abriye, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Moitzi Mipnei Bonov Shel Chur. Hashem was Mezak Echur, that was Meisar Nefesh. To listen to Hashem, Hashem was Mezak Echur, and from him came out all of these Achim. Then the pasuk is mashik v'kesef pkudei reido me'as kikol ve'elef u'shvamois v'chamishim v'shiva shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh v'ayim me'as ha'kikol ha'kesef lo tzekef es adne ha'kodesh v'es adne ha'poroiches me'as adonim le'me'as ha'kikol kikol lo'odem. So the balaturim brings down me'as adonim keneged miusodim al adne pos. וכנגדם תיקנו מהברוכס בכל יום. מאה אדונים כנגד מיוסדים על עד ניפוז, וכנגדם תיקנו מאה ברוכס בכל יום. היו לנו סדר שרשו מסי מאה אדונים, מאה ברוכס מת מאה עמנים. מאה אדונים. לא שם דה עומד, דה אדונים is מרמז דה עודן דה קומס, דה עומד דה קומס על דה מאה. Chazal say, Mo Hashem Shoyer Bimcho. This is the Takon of Me'a Brochas B'chol Yoyim. Takon of Me'a Brochas B'chol Yoyim. Mo Hashem Shoyer Bimcho Kim Le'iro Es Hashem. So the Me'a Adonim, the Balaturim, the two, says, is Keremes Al Me'a Brochas. מהאדונים זה רמז על מאה ברוכס. So it's very interesting. We already mentioned 2 weeks ago that everything in the Mishkan was on a davar. But the Machtis HaShekel was a davar Shebechoiva. Everything when you bring in the Mishkan was up to you if you want to bring. One thing was a davar Shebechoiva. The Adonim. The Adonim was a davar Shebechoiva. The Adonim are double shebechoyva. And what is the Adonim? Kenad mer brachas. Ma Hashem shalim cha kim leiros Hashem. What is kim leiros Hashem? Mer brachas. Shela big yisoy. Mer brachas is, Chazal say, Ma Hashem shalim cha kim leiros Hashem, that's a mer brachas. The fact that a person makes 100 brachas a day, ve'etzim, is 100 reminders. Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Ha'olam, Sha'akon Nir B'dvorim. Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Ha'olam, Sha'akon Nir B'dvorim. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Ha'olam. Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Ha'olam. Meir B'Adom, Melech Ha'olam. Meir B'Nemizoynitz. 100 times a day you have to yell, Hashem, you're the king. Well, we could do that, we get used to it, we don't realize it. But that's Mo Hashem, Shoyim, Chokim, Le'ilo, Es Hashem. Mer brachas, 100 times a day, brachas. 100 times a day, brachas. 100 times a day, brachas. This is the way Hashem was maimed the Seder Advarim. This is the way Hashem was maimed the Seder Advarim. The Adonim are the things that the Mishkan is standing in. And it's a dor shebechoiva. The Yirat Shomayim and the Atzloche for a person to have a Mishkan is a double Shebechoivo to have the Yirat Shomayim, to have the Me'a Brochis. The whole Mishkan, the whole Ashras Ashkine can't come with a Diva slave. But the Yisoid and what the Mishkan is standing, the Yisoid what makes the Mishkan to stand and to have a Koyach to support the Ganze Kedusha is 100 brachas around the Mishkan. 100 adonim around the Mishkan. And this is Dabar Shebechoiv. And this is Dabar Shebechoiv. Now the person has to know, his yesoides has to be emuna bechoivah. Emuna in Beir HaOlam. When a person has emuna in Beir HaOlam, then the Mishkan stands. Me'o adonim. That was an interesting word from the Chazanish. People don't know it. They asked the Chazanish, you know what was the size of the Adonim? The size of the Adonim was 3/4 of an amma, 3/4 of an amma, and a height of an amma. Even if you take, I don't know, 3/4 of an amma and a height of an amma, amma is like a foot. Every edit, if you take a kikar or kesef, it's not so big. The Chazanish taught that the Adonim were not full with silver. They were empty. You know, the world thinks not like that. Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Chazanish that the Adonim, if you take a kikar, it doesn't fit to the size of the Adonim. Chaim Kanievsky says he has a raya. He says we had 100 kroshim. Kikar la'oden, kikar la'oden. He says that the way of the kroshim in the Mishkan war, we had all over the Mishkan, Adonim, and the last 4 kroshim, or the 4 kroshim that was standing in front, and on that the Poroichel stand, and they also had the Adonim. These kroshim were wider from the kroshim. Amo v'chetzi. If kikor la'oden, how the kikor is there? Every Eden was made from a kikor la'oden, but the Adonim were different size of Adonim. So the Torah says that the Adonim will be not full. The Adonim will not full. What different size of Adonim? What different size of Adonim? So why was different size of Adonim? The Torah says the Adonim will take never full. The Adonim were silver. But in the Chinami, inside the Adonim, you had a halal. There's another nice word. It says in Perek Lamedtes Pasuk Lamed, ויעשו ציץ נזר הקודש זו אבטוי ויכתבו עליו מכתב פיתוחי חויסו. בוא נז ויכתבו. ויכתב. זה שאלה, some things are written בלושן רבים, some things are בלושן יוחי. So the Altiger Rebbe רוצה גיוולדי כבוד, why it says ויכתבו. האדיגר רבי רוצה, חזר לסיין, נגמור עם יומה, שברקנצר יוכל לכתב בדלת קולמוסים. He could have written שם השם בדלת קולמוסים, but he didn't want to teach people how to write בדלת קולמוסים. And when he began him, he said, שם ראשון מירקב. What is the Indian to write שם השם together with four pens? Every letter with a different pen at the same time. That the Shem Hashem will not be chosar. When you finish the letter, the whole Shem Hashem comes down at the same time. So he telling us that when Bar Kamtze would not mechadish his shita to do it, four letters and four pens b'masachas, they had four writers writing the Shem Hashem at the same time. The chokhmah of Bar Kamtze was that he knew how to write with one hand the four letters together. But even without him, the way it was, with four people were writing the Shem Hashem. So this is made of Vayichtevu, and the Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh, Vayichtevu Miloshen Rabbi. It's one revolt. It says in the end, when they finish Asiyas HaMishkon, the last pasuk in Perek Lamed Gimel, Lamed Tes, Vayar Moshe Eskol HaMeloche, Vine Oysa Oysam, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Kenosu, Vayevorech Oysam Moshe. Omar Lehem, Yirotzen Shetish Reshchina B'Maisa Yadeichem, Vinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Oleinu, Maisa Yadeinu Koneneyu, Umaisa Yadeinu Koneneyu. Chazal tell us all different things that happened. Moshe Davin Yirotzen Shetish Reshchina B'Maisa Yadeichem. Here's the big insight. You would think the Tzalel, Moshe, God's Christ, so we did a Mishnah. You need more from that? And the golden plant comes around. They finish Moshe Rabbeinu David, Zvino Yam Hashem Elokeinu, Aleinu Ma'asi Yadeinu, Kedeneri, Yirotz, Shetish, Rishchina, Ma'asi Yadeinu. The person sometimes thinks, you know, I did what I have to do. I learned, I davened, I gave tzedakah. But he doesn't daven shetishre shchina b'maisa yodim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Bezalel, with all of the yichudim. Everything is there. You need a pashta tefillah. Ribbono shel olam, please come. Sometimes a person feels, okay, I shuk lulev, I did the esrei, I'm a good yid. It's not enough. For ashras hashchina, that a person will become mokim ashras hashchina, a person has to daven. Shetish reshchina, v'maisa yodai. Person all of his life wonder, I'm trying so much, why am I becoming elik? Why am I becoming special? Moshe Rabbeinu, 3-4 parshas, we've been in Asiyas HaMishkan. Vayevorech oiso. I understand, when Christ will have a chet, something is going wrong, we need Moshe to help. Everything was going good. Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe, but the guy's a Bisalevi, they didn't. I mean, the person is really doing with a Bisalevi. Doesn't help. You finish, you have to dab into the Ribbono shel Olam, Shetish Reshchina. The person has to be makpid. These parshas, I'm saying, we started the Vayikra already, we started to go to the Kelim next week, the Nasir. To remember, a person is four parshas. A person has to build himself a Mishnah. A person has to make himself a Mimokim HaShuas HaShchina. He has to dab in. וינויה השם עלינו, מה יסיר דנו כנינינו, ומזכת השרס השם.